This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A new leadership in Brazil will represent a gigantic milestone for the largest nation in South America. We'll dig into the question of where Brazil is headed a little later this hour. But first, the leadership shakeup in the Taliban after the assassination of Mullah Mansour by an American drone strike. Haybatullah Ahunzada is a well-known Taliban religious leader. He's the replacement, and he's part of the Deputy Leadership Council, known for his religious scholarship. Richard Barrett is senior vice president at the Sufan Group, a security consultancy, and former coordinator of the UN team monitoring al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Richard, is the new leader, Haybatullah Ahunzada, an ideologue, or does he seek to direct more tactical operations against the Afghan government?
He's more of an ideologue. In fact, his career has really been mostly in the Justice Department, if you want to call it that, of the Taliban. Quite a fierce judge, you know, one who imposed quite serious penalties on people who didn't agree with the leadership. Close to Mullah Omar, the first leader of the Taliban. Some reports say he was a religious advisor to Mullah Omar. And clearly that's been his background in religion, in Sharia courts, and so on, rather than on the battlefield.
Does it suggest that the Taliban wants to morph into more of a religious organization, supplying social services through its schools and other institutions?
Well, that's certainly one source of its strength and support. But I think they learned from the previous leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, the difficulties that he had in establishing himself as leader, was largely, or in some part at least, because he lacked religious authority. And I think they reckoned that to have somebody who clearly does have some religious authority would be more of a unifying step than, for example, appointing the other deputy to Mullah Akhtar Mansour, who is Sirajuddin Haqqani.
So what is the division? It's apparently not religious. So what would be the division in the mission or the understanding, the conception of the Taliban at this point in time?
Well, I think that the divisions are self-serving in that being leader of the Taliban gives you access to a great deal of money and patronage, of course, because the drug trade is such a huge amount of Taliban income now. So there's that point. But also, I guess, there's the sense of where's the Taliban going? Is it going to negotiate peace with the Afghan government, or is it going to hold out for the fall of the Afghan government and an opportunity to retake control? I think a third, a new factor, perhaps, is the possibly growing presence of the Islamic State and other rival groups in Afghanistan, which make the Taliban more concerned, perhaps, to have a very solid religious base rather than sort of be seen as just one more armed faction.
And ISIS does not have to rely on drug money to fund its operations. So how does the leadership of the Taliban reconcile the use of drugs as a funding mechanism, as a commodity, essentially, and its religious purity?
Yes, well, this has been a problem for them in the past. And of course, at one stage, when the Taliban were sort of in charge in Afghanistan over large parts of it, they said drugs were bad and attempted to ban them. And I think still they would argue that good Muslims don't take drugs. But insofar as these drugs are all ending up in the bodies of Westerners, then it's okay. You know, it doesn't really matter. And I think that's how they justify it.
Does the Taliban want to hold territory? And does ISIS have an advantage militarily in attempting to take territory in Afghanistan?
Well, the ISIS guys are over in the east of Afghanistan, and most of the Taliban-controlled areas are in the south and southeast. And so they don't overlap too much. But I'm absolutely sure that ISIS guys will try to extend their control of territory into areas which are currently held by Taliban. And if I'm to believe the Afghan authorities, then there are young Taliban who are moving over to join ISIS, and therefore that will undermine perhaps the Taliban control in some areas.
Richard Barrett is senior vice president at the Sufan Group, a security consultancy. He's former coordinator of the UN team that monitors al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Richard Barrett, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.